The rain is stains, stains. Wait.
Oh, he's like, I understand. That's what he said. That's what Kevin said. I understand.
What? Okay. What?
I know. I understand. You understand? I need money.
To what?
Like, I don't know. Like, that I need money. That, like,
I'm...
I said, I need money. And he's like, I understand. That's
Say, oh, you're broke
that,
ass.
oh, I'm glad you
Like, okay.
understand. But,
Okay, thank
like,
you.
can you help me out? Like,
Do you mind
instead
helping?
of your illegitimate child.
Burn the
Oh, here's
witch.
another one. Let's see what it says.
Wait, what is the what is
But I
the
don't have any money as of right now, but I will see what I can do to help. Don't.
You're gonna put, I understand.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because he's a fucking asshole. Okay.
Fucktard.
What's the rain thing that you're talking about,
The
rain?
rain in
The rain in
Spain
Spain.
falls mainly on the
Wait.
plain. That's what I
The
was supposed to say.
rain
In
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plain.
plain. Why do I keep trying to say
The
trying?
rain in
The rain in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the plain. I
plain.
can't say it. The
The
rain
rain
in
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plain.
plain. She's got
I
it.
know, I can't do it.
The
The
rain
rain
in
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plain. She had to
plain.
turn it into a
The
like
rain in
hood
Spain.
rap.
The rain in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly on
mainly
the
on the plain.
I
The
sound like
rain
you
in Spain
want to
falls
say,
mainly
okay, now
on the
just say
plain.
this. The
The
rain
rain in
just say
Spain
it.
stays mostly on
No,
the
no,
train.
no,
That's what I keep
no,
wanting to
no. Wait. Just say the last part. Falls mainly on the plain.
Falls mainly on the
Falls
plane.
mainly on the plane.
Falls mainly on the plane.
Falls
Falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plane.
Falls mainly on the plane.
Falls
Falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the plane.
plane.
Falls mainly on the plane.
Falls
Falls mainly
mainly on
on
the
the
plane.
Falls mainly on the plane.
Falls
Falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plane.
plane.
Falls mainly on the plane.
Now stop. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the
The
plain.
rain in Spain.
The rain in Spain. The rain in Spain. The rain in Spain.
The
The rain
rain
in
in Spain
Spain. The
falls
rain
mainly
in
on the
Spain.
The rain
plain
in
in
Spain
Spain.
falls mainly.
Oh man, you almost had it.
The rain in
Plain.
Spain falls mainly on the plane.
Plain. There you
Good,
go.
damn, you did it. You said the whole thing.
The rain in Spain falls mainly
Mainly
on
on
the
the
plane.
plain.
Why do you want to say train?
There's no train involved.
I don't
There's
know
no
why.
train.
In the air.
There's no train.
Why can't we say train?
Baby girl, there's no
Why
train.
can't it rhymes?
The rain on the
It's
plain
it does
stays
rhyme.
mainly in the same.
The rain
rain in
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plain.
plain.
The
The
rain
rain in
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plain.
plain. The
The
rain
rain
in
in
Spain
Spain
falls
falls
mainly
mainly
on
on
the
the
plane.
plain.
Ha,
The
got it. Okay.
rain in
I said it
Spain.
three times.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
Okay.
So, okay, we're good.
I mean, I was good anyway. I was just,
Okay,
I don't
cool.
know why.
Hello and welcome again, my fellow Wiccans and fellow listeners. I want to give a shout out to everyone in Michigan, everyone in Georgia, everyone, well, fuck it, everyone. It doesn't really matter where you're from. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And we also want to give a Wiccan Mother wanted to give a shout out to someone specific.
Right, I did because I'm telling you, I had some personal issues that I absolutely will not go into. But I gave a shout out to this guy on my Wiccan page. Which I'm looking up right now to be totally sure. But yeah. He goes by Wolf Shepherd. And he actually runs his own page. Basically, I think it is about wolves, basically, and the love of wolves and, the respect for wolves. It's facebook.com/wolfinstitution/, as far as I understand. So I want to give out a shout out to him because he really helped me out with something, and I want to say I really appreciate it. And I want to tell everybody that it's not a bad idea, especially if you're beginners, to reach out. But you also want to be really careful about who you take advice from because they could also not really know what they're talking about or give you like half-ass advice, which is probably even worse than giving you like bad advice
Any
sometimes. Like,
advice,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
because it can mess things up even worse, and you want to be really careful about that kind of thing. And that's it. Shout out to Wolf.
Shout out to Wolf. Thank you, Wolf. What's up, Wolf? Thank you, thank you. Well, I had a few topics that I wanted to go over, and they have subtopics that go with them, a couple of them do, and I don't know if anybody else has any topics, but if anybody has any stories or something that you want to, just anything that pops up in your head, just go right ahead and, you know, let me know.
Okay.
First off, I wanted to talk about Ouija boards.
Okay, Ouija boards. You got Ouija it. Boards. Let's do this.
Because it's a very controversial sort of thing.
It is.
So yeah. So I wanted to go over what the ways that it can be used, why people use it, your do's and don'ts. You know, the sort of rules,
right?
Sort of rules that you have with the game by itself, and the fact that it's not an actual game.
No.
And that you can make your own, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I wanted to go over these books.
Yes.
So, the ways that it can be used, has anybody ever?
Have you ever, Siren?
Siren,
have you ever used a Ouija board?
No, I have not.
Yeah, the opportunity.
Yeah, but I'm scared. I think I would use it if I knew it would only be good people.
Yeah, people I mean, that's I'm a natural, watching, you know what I'm saying? Totally natural response. Yeah.
But it may be the way I was brought up.
Right.
It's like strictly demonic. You know, things
right, yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What about you, Lincoln?
I can only tell you about the first time that I did it with my brother, which, I don't know, I think makes it worse because he's blood and,
He's blood.
Yeah, I mean, he's my brother. So, I mean, we were playing together and, you know, and we ran into a woman that was German, and her name was Fraus, and she was apparently killed by a vampire, and she said that we could not be killed by vampires because of PK. I didn't really understand that. I always thought it meant preacher's kid because a lot of people call us PKs when we're a kid. But now I don't think that's exactly what it means. I think it means something else entirely. I think it means psychokinetic instead of preacher's kid. Doesn't make any sense now that I'm older.
It really doesn't. No. Psychic kinetic energy makes a lot more sense.
It does. PK. Yeah.
PK.
It does. So, I really don't honestly think she's ever truly gone completely away.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe it's a trickster sort of thing.
Or yeah. Just maybe it's all that PK. I don't know. I don't know. Possible. I have no idea. But I know that even when I was a kid, though, even before we played any games like that, like I always had experiences, but it was always around my dad. Which explains a lot because he was a huge, like, psychic medium and, like, he was kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a lot of talent.
Yeah,
he did. That was one way to put it. I guess for my experience, I encountered, I'm going to go over just one, I'm going to go over the good experience for now. We can go over a bad experience if we've ever had a bad experience. But the good experience that I had, I was introduced to my spirit guide. And it turns out that whether or not she is not with us anymore, or she is with us. She is my aunt, my great aunt, and she was a witch for a very, very long time. And when I was introduced to her, I was introduced by, well, it just so happened to be Mama whenever I was also doing the Ouija board experiment. That was also a bad experience. It was both a good experience and bad experience. So that was part of the good experience, and the bad experience was actually seeing and being closely possessed by Mama, because the person that I was playing the Ouija board with, I wanted to yank the planchette from the board and throw it away. Like, I wanted to throw the planchette. I don't know why. And I wanted to hurt the guy that I was doing
it with. I mean, I think that's like, pretty obvious.
I just had just this overwhelming just sensation of rage that I just, yeah, I could not control. And I thought I was about to hit him.
Sounds like he got jumped.
I thought I was about to hit him. Like, I really did. And it took me a long time to really kind of calm down and just get that kind of energy to subside. And that was a very difficult night.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But like, what I think is really super important, and that people don't understand when they just go to Walmart or whatever and buy one out of a box or whatever.
Well, I don't think it'd come at Walmart, but
I think, actually, the last time I saw one was at Walmart, I'm pretty sure. Really? Oh, it was either that or Target. And, anyway, but people don't understand that you need to be able to ground yourself before you do anything, not especially something like that. But, like, you're talking about opening a door, a passageway. Mm-hmm. You know, just, like, you can't just pick and choose all the time, whoever you want to come in and out of
that. It's like opening the front door of your house.
Exactly. Like, come on in. Like, I don't know who you are, but we're going to talk about it. And they can jump you and make you feel hostile.
Or the way they feel.
Right. Especially destroying the planchette would break the game. Instead of being able to end it, you wouldn't be able to end it properly. So,
right.
That goes back into the quote-unquote rules or whatever, but I think ending anything is important. That's why you open and close a circle,
right?
And you don't just leave a circle open for any reason. You don't break it unless you meant to, and that kind of thing. You just need to be careful.
Usually don't break it at all, but I mean, you know. Away from that part of it, that actually kind of went with the do's and don'ts of the Ouija board. But with the do's and don'ts, there are certain rules that you have to go by whenever you're playing the game. But in all honesty, it's those rules aren't really
guidelines.
Yeah, it's more of a, like, maybe you can, you can't, like, don't do it at 3 a.m. alone in a graveyard.
Right, don't do it in a graveyard all by yourself. Right. I mean, that's like, that, like, duh.
Like that seems
really right. Stupid. Like,
exactly. That seems kind of, you know, that makes sense, I guess. But like, when they say you're not supposed to do it in your own house, you're not supposed to do it alone, you're not supposed to do it in a graveyard, you're not blah, blah, blah. Well, that all makes sense, but whenever it says you're not supposed to do it alone, I've done it alone.
I've done it alone.
And nothing ever followed, well, I'm not going to say nothing ever followed me.
No, you can't say that.
Because it's very possible that it did, because we have a very strong PK energy here, and we don't know
it's a lot.
Whose it is.
I don't know who it belongs to. It could belong to Jennifer, I'm sorry. It could belong to anyone, for all we know. It could belong to Siren.
It could belong to...
It could belong to Luna. It could belong to me. It could... I mean, it could be anybody. It could be anybody. Or it could be nobody. It could be something totally different. It could... I mean, I don't know. I just know that we do have a lot of activity.
That's for sure. I haven't blessed my room in quite some time, and I definitely need to do that because it's getting more.
You need to be see, and that's another thing that I wanted to just touch on really quick is like people think, okay, I got my house blessed, everything's gonna be cool now. It doesn't work like that. You have to, depending on how bad the situation is, you have to keep doing that. It's like going on a diet. It's not just doing it for like a couple like months and just forgetting about it. You have to do it. You have to learn to do it every, you know, couple of weeks. It's something that you just, you know, learn how to live with, you know, and you know, you keep doing it, especially if you have a lot of energy around you and a lot of passed on loved ones that might, you know, that you might accidentally be holding on to, or they might accidentally, you know, be here holding on for whatever reason, that kind of thing. You need to make sure that you are, you know, totally doing this like all the time. Just going around and blessing your house one time is not going to do it. Just throwing sage everywhere is not going to make everything happen for you one time.
Right.
You have to do it once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month. You have to keep doing it. Because you'll notice that everything will calm down after you'll do it. And then you're like, oh, I'm doing it. It's like people that are really sick and they take medicine. They're like, oh, I feel better now. I'm not going to take my medicine anymore. Yeah, and then they quit taking their medicine.
And they start freaking out.
And then they start freaking out all over again. So you're like, oh. So, it's exactly the same thing. Especially when you're blessing something, it's important to keep that going. That's my whole point.
Yeah, I haven't actually blessed my room in a minute.
So you should probably do that.
Yeah, I definitely have to do that again. But we kind of went sidetracked on that.
Sorry.
My bad. But at the moment, I am looking for a lighter.
What are you holding? Oh, you're not holding a lighter. I don't have anything.
Okay. Okay. I found one. Okay.
We're good.
All is well.
My
hair's falling out.
I'll just leave it on your floor. Anyway.
No problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So... do's and don'ts. Let me think. Is there anything else that you can think of that would be a don't when it comes to a Ouija board?
I would say don't taunt. You know? Yeah, don't taunt.
Don't be mean.
Don't be mean. Be respectful. Always, you know, thank and say goodbye. Always say goodbye and put everything away, and you know, but now when I was younger, we used to look for Ouija boards that were very old. Now that I'm in my older age and I understand things a lot better, I would say make your own.
Yeah. The newer the better.
Yeah.
It's cleaner. It has little to no energy in it. So, because, I mean, whenever even when you just look at a Ouija board, when you look at it, when you're touching it, I mean, you're giving it energy, so.
Yeah, you are.
You know, the people who are handling them, doesn't matter, you know. If they're feeling something that day, the boards are going to be feeling that. It's just...
Absolutely. That's why, isn't, you know, I don't trust any board like that comes out of a box, because I don't know what kind of person has touched that crap. I don't know what, you know, what's going on. I don't know. I just don't know. And that's what I don't like. I don't like not knowing. And that's, I don't know, it's part of being a Taurus. I don't like being in control.
Yeah, I can see that. We're all pointing at each other. I'm sorry. Oh. Okay. Well, is there anything? Do you have anything, Siren, to say about a Ouija board? Because you've been really quiet over here.
Super quiet, like the whole time.
I don't know.
I lost my job.
Like I said, I would be okay if we could talk to nice people. Okay. Or people we've lost in the past, you know?
That would be really cool. Unfortunately, that never ever happens until you go to, like, let's say a medium or something, and all of a sudden you can see and hear your father or your grandfather or whatever, which really confuses me, because you don't know, really, is it her? Is it...
Yeah, like, how do you know if it really
is? Yeah, how do you know?
Right.
Even though there are hints. You know, but still, I don't know. I'm not really sure how much I trust someone that I don't know. I think I'd rather trust somebody that I do know for them to say, hey, your dad is trying to tell you this.
Right.
Then I'd be like, no fucking way. And then, you know, I would believe them more than I would some stranger.
Right.
I mean... That's why you get to know people. That's why I do Facebook. I do, you know, I have a witch/pagan, white/gray, you know, all this other. I have a very wide spectrum of Facebook pages, and there are a lot of people out there who are really for real, and you can talk to them, and they are more than willing, especially if they're real, they're more than willing to help you on your journey through Wiccanism and everything else. I don't personally recommend, no, this is just me, but I don't personally recommend going gray or black, but I also don't believe in white, black, or gray magic. I believe in white, black, or gray souls and energies and people. So I don't believe that if you are good, you can go dark unless something really horrible happened. And if you're truly good, then you're going to get through that and it's going to be okay. It's not a reason for you to go gray or dark.
Yeah. Okay, so I also wanted to talk about, I'm sorry, I just changed the subject sort of. But I kind of wanted to talk about the different types of witches. So that we can,
I don't have my book. God, there's so many. Well, there's green.
Yes, there is. And do you remember what green was?
Well, green's, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Obviously. It's green thumb, you know, it's a green witch. Kitchen witch. I think every one of us has a little kitchen witch in us.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you... I mean, every mother will tell you, you know, mother will tell you that, you know, their food is going to taste how they felt.
When they were making it. Exactly.
So if they felt shitty, the food's going to be shitty. If they were in a good mood, then the food's going to be good. True. You know, it's very true.
I know.
If they want to make it, it's going to be good. If they don't want to make it, it's going to be shitty.
That's what my dad used to tell my mom. This meatloaf is better this time. What did you do? She's like, I did exactly the same thing I did once. But no, you didn't. You were in a better mood. Something you were doing in your head. You know, she didn't really realize what she was doing. But I believe that absolutely happened with her. I believe that it happens with a lot of women, period. I mean, it might happen with men too. I'm not seeing it personally, But even a lot of women, when they'll get angry, they'll get up and start cleaning the house, mm-hmm. which, you know, is very witchy when you think about it. Because it is, I'm cleaning out this negative space right here. That's just a woman thing to do. Mm-hmm. I get up, I clean. When I'm pissed off, I'm cleaning this out.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I got to get rid of this. I got to do something. It's energy, and, you know, I'm cleaning with it. So, I mean, okay. Well, so there's kitchen.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain type of witch that I've always wanted to be, I guess you could say. And this is the traditional folk witch, and I guess that's what it's called. I guess, you know, because they've sectioned us out into groups. And it's basically traditional magic, and they are rich with Wiccan information, spells, and charms. It's been in their family for... just since Wiccanism was ever created, or
right.
when it was born,
right.
whatever you want to call it. I miss that. And not just that, but if you do remember from the magicians, when they were calling the hedge witches, they're actually green witches.
Right. Exactly. I think I do remember that. But yeah, there's like a ton of different kinds. Like they've singled them out. They've singled us all out into tiny little individual groups of things, which is why I like the word eclectic, because it basically means I'm gonna pull whatever I want from everything else. And that's what you do.
Well,
that's basically what I do. I mean, I call myself an earth, but I mean I pull a lot of different stuff. I mean, I've pulled in a little bit of voodoo before, but it wasn't in order to hurt or anything. You know?
I'm reading it from a website, learnreligions.com, but it basically says for eclectic, which is, it says that they blend. There are a blend of magical beliefs and practices from different areas. Although some eclectic witches identify as neo-Wiccan, they are plenty non-Wiccan eclectic witches out there, which doesn't make any sense to me. But it's basically what they're saying is that they are eclectic witches without knowing that they are eclectic witches.
I see.
They might use a combination of historical sources, information from online, classes, personal experiences, all rolled together, and it's distinguished as an eclectic witch. And it's kind of like a modern version of a traditional form of magic, but it's still sort of, you know, it derives from its original form, so it, you know, it's still kind of traditional.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, and that's basically what I am.
Yeah.
And you're the Green Witch, you're the Green Witch, we're probably both the hereditary witches, because, I mean, that just means that it's in your family.
Yeah.
You know? So, but you're definitely... I'm Burn the Witch.
Oh, it's Kevin.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. But you're definitely a hedge witch. Yeah.
Well...
If we're singling it out, and, you know, really... saying what we are.
I don't think that Siren has any idea that.
I mean, have you? I know you've been listening. So, what do you think that you might be? What's some more choices? Because I can't. This isn't a test.
It's not a test. It's just like, you know, what do you put your energy into? Like,
what do you do mostly?
Is it sex? Because I think the way you looked at me was.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm starting to think it is sex.
I think it is too. I think she saves it all for, like, her rendezvous.
Oh.
Which brings us to another point, doesn't it?
It does. It I have another bubble map of that.
Yeah. You ready for this one?
I don't know. We'll go back into the witches stuff in a minute. But for now, I have another bubble map for Siren, since she has not been talking this entire time.
Right? Now you've done it.
This is our friends with benefits topic.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it.
Let's get it on.
All right. First of all.
Okay.
This is almost directly towards Siren.
Almost.
Why can't some women admit that they keep boy toys around for no reason?
Okay, that's a good question.
Read it to me one more time.
Oh.
Why can't some women admit that they keep boy toys around for no reason?
Because they like it.
They like what?
Having a boy toy around.
But why?
Why many? Like,
why do you need, like...
Why do you need two or three or four or five?
Yeah, I mean, like, why does there have to be, like, three or four on the hook? Like, just in case.
And they're not even for really romantic reasons, because you're not...
Okay.
Really sitting there cuddling with them, you know?
Right.
Chilling with them.
I guess you wouldn't... You don't have to.
But I know, but, like, if normal people wouldn't leave the house for 20 minutes and then come back just for... A little bit of dick. But, I mean, you know.
A little bit of dick. It's a lot of bit of dick.
But, I mean, some women do, you know. I mean,
yeah,
some women do. A lot.
You know, and, I mean, a lot of them, I'm not going to say even some women. I'm going to say a lot of people do. A lot of people do, you know, especially men. But, you know. So, why do women feel the need?
Why do women?
Well, I don't know why they do.
I mean, you know what's funny about it is that...
I have to ask you because
I would like to know. But like, if we had a man sitting here, I would ask him, why do you need to have, you know, three or four girls that you can just call up at any time? Why do you need that when you have someone? You know, see what I'm saying?
Like, right.
When you could have something lasting, when you could have... You know, everything that you really want in a relationship. Instead, you have three or four lined up just in case. Like, why do you need to do that?
But it's not even for a relationship. It's just for
right. Ass. Just because
it's just for booty.
It's for booty.
It's just for ass.
I mean, are you like personally like a nympho?
What's that mean?
That you're almost you're basically addicted to sex.
No, I'm only having sex with one.
I'm only having sex with one of them. Okay.
Okay. But they're not really like my boy toys.
But
like,
let me ask
this.
They're
just my friends. Like,
but,
I don't
know. But not then. Really. But not really. Okay, because answer me this. Answer me this. You kiss every single one of them on the mouth, don't you?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You kiss Keenan on the mouth.
Yes, I did.
Okay. You kissed JD on the mouth.
Why are you so nice?
And they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen.
Nobody's
hear this.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. And who's this other? Who's the other guy?
Trey.
Trey, no. And that other guy that we got weed from that one time.
Yeah, that was the first time and the only time I have.
Yeah, okay, right. So you kissed him.
And don't even talk to him anymore.
That's not even my question. Matter. My question is, how many of these guys would sleep with you at any moment? Exactly.
I know that.
But that's my point. I'm not.
But you could.
Right. Yeah, but I wouldn't.
But you could.
Right, but I wouldn't. No. Never.
Never. She stuck her tongue out, everybody.
But never. I
did it with Blake. I mean, I've done it with people. I think mostly I just didn't admit it to myself.
You mean you use them for ass? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure everybody
not
has
ass,
done that.
But dick. I mean. You know what I mean?
Literally. Literally.
Just making sure, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Blake.
I see so many naked people that I don't think I ever need to, like, personally.
See another naked person again?
Yeah. Like, I'm good on naked people.
Well, you're a masseuse, so
that's fine. I know, and you know, like rubbing on people all day long is so taxing because you have to make it feel, you have to give them the energy that they need, you know what I'm saying? And it is, I'm so tired. I had a busy day today.
You really thought it was super sensual the first. You know, for a little while.
It still is. Like, I still have to go to the bathroom sometimes afterwards and clean up.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
But, it's hard not, especially if they're attractive and you're...
Okay.
You're right. Rubbing on their inner thighs. And
hell no.
Your elbow touches something accidentally.
Can we not share this happy ending?
Yeah. I mean, it does happen. You do get a little turned on sometimes, but,
Okay, so why do we insist on having them at all?
Who?
Boy toys.
Oh,
or
boy toys.
Friends with benefits.
To have them. Like,
I don't, or friends with benefits.
I don't need one.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
So,
I guess just because you can. I don't know.
So, is it a power thing? So, is it a power thing? It's a power trip. Like, you're powerful.
Sometimes it's hard. Like, what if you just... You can't help that there's like a sexual tension there, but it's gonna be there. So you're just trying to be friends, but it's like, yeah, they would all fuck me kind of thing.
I don't know, maybe start having some girlfriends?
Yeah, maybe like female friends would.
You know,
but they all talk shit. They're all fake as fuck.
We don't.
We are different.
Well, then you gotta find people who are different. Yeah. That's the point.
Who is around here? Who?
I'm not saying you have to go out bar hopping or anything, but.
We probably should.
Yeah, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be fun.
We might need to go coven hopping.
That's a.
Into the Haunted Asylum, we're gonna go see.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like I said, is it a power thing? Is it just something that... What is it?
I don't know.
I think it's just because she can.
Whatever. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like, I feel like people, like, I mean, it's just whatever to me. Like, I don't feel like it's...
Okay. So, you're basically saying that other people's feelings don't matter.
No. No. Like...
Bling, 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 bling.
Like, they know my limits, like, but I can't help the way they feel.
But they keep trying and you keep letting them.
No, they keep getting the same answer.
You're like, I don't want to date you. We're not going to be able to date.
Let's be friends. Okay, let's see where. No! I'm not fucking anyone!
Okay, well, okay. Answer me this. What do you think is the long-term outcome of the man that you are sleeping with right now?
Nothing. There isn't
one. Okay.
Nothing.
Cool.
Except what?
Except what?
Except what?
How long is it gonna last?
No.
Not very much longer.
And you know what? Bad karma.
Bitch. I know you were gonna say that.
It's That's coming what's to coming. An end. That's what's coming here. If you don't do something about it, only you can change the future.
I know. Okay, next.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, do we push ourselves to have a friends with benefits or, like, hookups after, or, like, a relationship?
What do you mean? Like, with the same person?
No. No.
Oh, you mean, like, do we push ourselves?
Do we push ourselves
to have a rebound?
Yeah. Do we push ourselves to try to feel the same way, or do we push ourselves to feel more, I don't know, like, sexy or more in themselves, I guess?
I don't know. You know what? I think it depends.
More powerful?
On who it is, because, like, me personally, I'm not anymore like that. I wouldn't just, you know, be with somebody just because. But I, you know, there's a woman that I know that is like, it's like she can't be alone. It's like she's almost scared. You know, like, I don't know. It's like divorce, find a boyfriend, move in, get married, get divorced, find a boyfriend, move in, get married, get divorced.
Yeah. All over again.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, why? When you know just as well that, you know, you can have, and I'm talking about a woman who is, she's got her own, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She has her own everything. She has her own business. She has, you know, her own house. She has her own car. She has her own motorcycle. She has everything. So she, you know, she can do it. She doesn't need a man at all for any reason whatsoever. Especially the one that she happens to be stuck to right now. He just seems like a piece of crap.
A leech.
And, you know, some women just, they feel like they have to be with somebody. And she'll go to the extent of letting them, like Siren said, leech off of them. Live off of them. Expect them to cook for them and clean for them and all this other stuff. And some women are like that. Some women aren't.
Okay, so we do push ourselves after a relationship. And do you think that, Siren?
I feel like if you're in a deep relationship, maybe, because you need somebody. Especially, like if you live alone or whatever. It's really depressing.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know, imagine, like, you have somebody over and you're crying, and then you look at each other, and next thing you know, you're making out.
Yeah.
Automatic that rebound.
Yeah.
Well, they say that most happily married men marry again almost immediately.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like that they didn't respect their wife.
It's a little different
because they're dead. Yeah.
It's a little different.
It's easier to miss somebody when they're dead.
I'm
sorry.
Very true.
It's true, though. Yeah. Yeah. I know somebody asked me if I missed them the other day, and I was thinking, why? Did you die? I don't know what happened. I missed out.
Do you think that it's a problem to catch feelings during a relationship? During a friends with benefits relationship.
Yeah. Because that's not what it's about.
Yes.
It's about having sex. And really, when you talk about friends with benefits, you're really talking about
a guy you can fuck. Because you're not talking about hanging out and being friends with him. You're not talking about going to the movies right. or hanging out in the club getting or, you know, or whatever. Right. Yeah, you're talking about, you're not talking about sitting around watching football. You're gonna get together and dick. Fuck, and that's it. And you're talking about not friends with benefits. You're talking about somebody that I am allowed to call my friend because you just said I could, but actually I'm just gonna fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, I think you guys wanted to do a couple of would you rather questions that we had planned out for before this, actually.
Yeah.
And Wicked Mother came up with a few of them. I came up with maybe one. I think, did you come up with one, Sam?
Yeah, the rant.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was a good one, actually. Okay.
That was a good one.
Okay, so.
It was easy to answer, though.
Okay, so number one. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater, or would you rather be able to breathe in outer space?
I would rather breathe underwater.
Siren.
Because I love the water, but I wouldn't want to be able to get ate by a shark.
Oh, you want, like, protection.
Yeah. Like, I want to swim with the mermaids and the fish, but I don't want to get ate. Either.
Maybe the mermaids will eat you. How do you know?
Yeah. They might be cannibals, yeah. You never know. But I are you sure about the water?
Yeah, because then like, I could have a pool at home and I could just be chilling underwater.
Right. That'd be
I mean,
cool.
You're not like, you're not a fish.
Right.
You're you.
Right.
You're like you.
Yeah, I would love to snorkel with no mouthpiece.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Waking Mother.
Well, you know what? At first I thought space would be badass because then I could just, like, float through, like, beautiful space. But then I thought, wait, how did I get there? So I changed my mind to underwater.
Wait. The reason you changed your mind was because you were wondering how you got to space.
Yeah.
A rocket?
Okay.
I know. I sound like that kid on Stand By Me.
Right.
Okay. Wait. You know what? If I'm already in space and I have the choice, then it's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be kind of simple. Then I'm going to say, I wanted to be able to breathe out there because I want to go out there. But if I'm here, I'm going to be like, I kind of would like to breathe underwater. That would be pretty fucking sweet. And you could see, like, it'd be scary though. It'd be really, really scary. But it would also be really, really scary in outer space because it's completely unknown. I don't know.
Right.
I've never been there. I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about it.
Well, I would say space.
You would say space.
I would say space.
That's because you have an alien thing.
Well, yeah, I do. I have a thing about space. I have a thing about, like, you know, kind of controversial theories about space. I would really like to be able to breathe in space so I can just really go, like, literally anywhere.
Yeah.
I get to look at the Earth from a position no one's ever seen before.
Exactly. That would be friggin' sweet. Right?
And be able to breathe.
And be able to breathe. Comfortably.
White people problems, Morty.
Right. Exactly.
I know. I kind of wish that too. I don't know. I'm torn between the two. I have really, like, I kind of want both, but it was my question, so that makes it stupid. I have no idea.
Well, our next one is, would you rather be Howard Stern or Charlie Sheen? And now you have to remind us, who Howard Stern is.
Howard Stern, okay. He basically started, like, pornographic, basically, radio. Like, it was, like, on your way to work kind of shit. Like, he would have naked women come in and people donate for the boob job and shit. Like, it was, it was crazy.
Like that
there's a movie about him. Yeah. There's a movie about him. I wish I knew the name of the movie. I was going to say Howard, but that's too easy. I can't remember the name of the movie, but, like, I think he played himself in it, and it was so good. It was so good. But I would not want to be Charlie Sheen. First of all, because he kind of looks like a burnt cigar to me.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
What about you, Sarah?
I would be Howard Stern.
Right.
Because Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is like a bad alcoholic and he has STD.
Bad STDs.
Or he had one. Did y'all hear about that?
I don't really pay attention, but like we need you for like entertainment and shit like that because we don't pay attention to like
yeah.
That kind of stuff. We just pay attention to politics and whatnot.
Yeah. I have no idea about entertainment.
We need that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And like, he got fired from the show. You know, somebody took over. Who was it?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
He took over.
Yeah, because he's really, like, drunk.
Oh, he's just drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks that just alcohol can do
but
something
like that.
But
I like Charlie Sheen on the show better than I do Ashton Kutcher.
Everyone else did.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
I think so, too. I think he was kind of perfect for that, like, part. And Ashton Kutcher was just, like, I think he's too young looking to play something like that.
But I love the 70s show.
He's better on that
show. Oh, yeah. That was perfect. That show, yes. So he was what?
There's a new show that he's in. I'm not gonna say it's a farming show because it's not a farming show, but he's in a rustic sort of, you know, situation, and it's on a farm somewhere and with horses and stuff like that. Not like with fucking
like a ranch type thing.
Yes, ranch. I think it's called The Ranch or something like that.
Okay.
I actually think it's called The Ranch.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not totally
hot dog.
So smart. See? Fucking men.
Fucking men.
Okay. Go on.
All right. So I would have to choose Howard Stern also.
Yeah. Why?
Well, first off, I don't really know Howard Stern. And if we're talking about being Howard Stern, then I would probably start my life over and do it a little different.
A little bit. I don't know. He's doing pretty damn good for himself. He's very happily married.
Anything bad would just go away.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's yeah. I would definitely choose Howard Stern. We're gonna go over just two more, okay. And then we're gonna probably go ahead and let go. Our third, would you rather, is one that I wrote. It is, would you rather be able to turn back time, or would you rather be able to know the future?
Mm. That is a hard one.
I'm going to go with Siren first on this one. Actually, I'll go first. Do you want to go first?
No, go ahead. Let me think. Cause...
Okay. Okay, I would rather be able to turn back time. Because knowing the future is not necessary when it's liable to change anyway. And, you know, it not to, you know, not to mention that we've seen a lot of future movies going into the future and learning that it's not as good as you thought it would be. And, you know, not just that, but knowing how everybody's gonna die, knowing how, knowing everything, you know, that's just, it's, it comes with a heavy price.
Right. Know?
But, you know, also, you know, turning back time does too. I mean, seeing, you know, loved ones that have passed away or, you know, shit that's happened to you that, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, it could be anything.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
So, but I personally would rather turn back time.
Siren?
Siren,
I think I would want to turn back time also.
Why?
Because, like, I don't have any regrets, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I would do things differently. Like, of the outcome that I know now.
Right.
Like, because if I would have done things differently, like, I feel like now would be totally different.
Yeah. Like, you probably wouldn't have gotten married. Yeah. You probably wouldn't have done all that.
Yeah, no.
Probably would have dumped, you know.
I probably wouldn't even be in this state.
Yeah, you probably would have, yeah. Yeah, probably you probably would have left. You probably would be in Florida right now.
Yeah, probably.
Which is not a good
no.
place
That's
for
the
you.
Toilet.
It's not. Flush! It's not a good place for anybody, especially
I really don't think people should live there.
Especially precious material like this. You, I know. Like you, you know.
Freaking Trump lives there now.
Right.
Oh hell.
Okay.
It's my turn. We banished him. we banished him to Florida.
He's like he has to find somewhere he can blend because he's.
Orange.
Okay, I didn't say it.
We did.
I would much rather turn back time myself. And I personally would go back to middle school.
I forget you like the smell of that.
And I would start all over again, and I would, I have way more potential than I was really let on, really. I mean, I could have gone so freaking far.
It's possible that you wouldn't have kids. Then.
But that's true. That's true. Right. So there's always, okay, I have great things that are in my life right now that I wouldn't have if I changed things. But at the same time, wouldn't they be like the same people but better off? Like really, I mean, I can't see my children being anybody else.
Well, of course not. They're
you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense to me that they wouldn't exist. Like, they would just be, they would be the same, but they would look different. You know what I'm saying? The same soul is there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what. Right.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know.
That confuses me.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, kids have, you know, traits from their parents, and they're going to do certain things.
That's true, but the soul is the soul. The soul is yours. The soul is independent. The soul is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You, I mean, you have,
yeah, like,
you have an old soul, and you always have, and.
I have a retard soul.
No, you just stop it. Just because you don't make sense a lot
okay,
of the
time. Okay. Okay. So we have less than 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Okay, so last one. Would you rather have free rent or free weed forever?
Free weed.
Free weed.
Free weed.
We can pay rent as long as we get free rain.
Exactly. Right. We could pay rent like 4 times.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to get off of here because we're broke bitches and we're tired and we love you guys and thank you so much.
Thank you, Wolf.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, guys. Fucking men.
Fucking men.
Bye.
Bye.
And wait, what the...
Oh, we want to make sure that we do, we are going to come back before Yule, and we're going to make sure that we share something to celebrate.
Right.
For Yule, festival or whatever you're going to do.
We might have a new guest for Yule, so that's going to be exciting. For that, you'll just have to find out later. So we're gonna, I guess we'll all talk to you guys later.
Talk to you then.
Bye.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And thank you so much for listening. And have a great day, you guys.
Yeah.